Today on Seculo, the ACLJ plans to head to federal court as a church is told, get a liquor license or don't operate. We'll talk about that today on Seculo.
Live from Washington, D.C., Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
In Virginia, the ACLJ represents Alive Church. Alive Church is in Prince William County, so not too far outside Washington, D.C. The ACLJ will be filing a new lawsuit next week, either Monday or Tuesday, in federal court in Virginia on behalf of the church we represent. The lawsuit is under the Religious Land Use and Incarcerated Persons Act, but this is about, again, another extreme example of a county in Northern Virginia blocking our client, Alive Church, from worshiping and functioning, being able to utilize the land that they purchased, because the church, get this, cannot get an ABC license, a liquor license, because unlike many denominations of their stance on alcohol. The outrageous part is this was literally put in a letter to the church from the zoning board of Prince William County saying, hey, here's the workaround. You can operate like a winery. Just go ahead and get a liquor license. It is as outrageous as it sounds.
So it actually says, the letter itself, I'm holding it in my hand. Now, this is the letter from the Prince William County, okay? The letter actually says, okay, this is what people need to understand. The letter says, if you get a liquor license, an ABC permit, that's what they do in Virginia. If you get a liquor license, then in fact, you can utilize the facility. But if you don't get a liquor license, you can't. So they're conditioning the church's use of its property on obtaining a liquor license when the church doctrine is opposed to it. Now, whatever your denominational stance on this is really irrelevant. What is very relevant here is the fact that a church is being required not to get a land use permit to build a sanctuary, to get a liquor license. No liquor license, no activity. That's what Prince William County is saying. Now, I'm going to ask Colonel Smith to put on his pastor hat as he is, and I look at this and saying, how could a church do this?
This is the most flagrant violation of the free exercise of religion and you know the concept of separation of church and state that we've seen in a while. I happen to have gone to a college that's related to the Church of the Nazarene, which this church is related to. They have a very strong, deeply held conviction against the use of alcohol. And so this church should not be forced to compromise that deeply held conviction. But as you alluded to, Jay, even if a church was part of a denomination that there is not a strong anti-alcohol stance, for example, some Roman Catholic churches or Episcopal churches, even if that were the case, the state cannot force a church to pay for a permit for alcohol, which is another form of a tax, in order to function as a church. Yep. This is an unbelievable case.
You know, this is a small church up against one of the wealthiest counties in the country, let alone Virginia. But they've contacted the ACLJ, so let me tell you what's happening. On Monday, we're going to federal court because this is what the county is saying. If the client would get the ABC license, the county would let the church operate like a, ready for this? Not like a church, but like a brewery or winery. And they could do many of the same things they said. You could have events, gatherings, indoor and outdoor music. You could even have pumpkin patches. This is the county's solution to discriminate against a church. So if you want to operate a liquor store there, you're in great shape. If you want to operate a church, you're out. We're going to court. That's what we do with the ACLJ to fight back on these.
That's right. And we are, of course, in a matching challenge right now at aclj.org. You can double the impact of your donation. The entire month of July is the final day of the week. We'll be on the broadcast with you with the matching challenge, though. It does go until tomorrow at midnight. The Jay Seculo Band has got a new concert for you as well tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook. But I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ financially at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We'll be right back on Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
For you, if you're watching the broadcast, you can see there's the map that the Prince William County Zoning Board provided the church that has the tree plots where they can have your Christmas trees. All, by the way, commercial activity.
Yes.
You know, if you notice, forgetting kind of the purpose of an actual church is not the Christmas tree sales or the pumpkin patch. Your church might do those things. That's wonderful. You're doing that to either raise money for a ministry or
missions trip, who knows?
Missions trips, or maybe you let the Boy Scouts use the property. I know that's where we get our Christmas tree. I mean, this is again, all commercial, forgetting what the purpose of the church is, but then also telling a church to get a liquor license. I want everybody to think about that for a moment.
Pay for, by the way.
Which costs money. It's like a tax on a church. We're supposed to be tax exempt under our tax code, under the laws of the United States, and the laws that would govern Prince William County, Virginia. But it is absurd. These counties try to do this to prevent religious organizations from operating. That's why we have federal law that protects religious institutions from these counties. They are here. Yes. They are trying to say it with a wink and a nod. But what they are doing is saying, we don't want you here.
Of course not. So here's what we have.
And it's not necessarily anti-religious. It's that you don't provide tax resources to us, so this is not good. That's why they fight.
Yeah, but here's the reality. I want everybody that's listening right now, if you're watching on any of our social media platforms, I'd like you to do something right now. Whatever social media platform you're on, share this with your friends right now. Because this, you don't hear about these kind of things every day. And you need to know this operates, and it is actually happening. So share this with your friends, and I'm about to get into this in detail. There is a written letter from Prince William County saying to the church, you must obtain the liquor license, the ABC license, in order to operate, to have a wedding, to have a events, and I guess to have your worship service. And this, we're talking about one of the richest counties in the United States. That's why I want you to share this with your friend. I want everybody to be familiar with this. Now, Fan, let's talk about Prince William County. It's close to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's not only one of the richest counties in America. This is literally in the shadow of the U.S. Capitol, Jay. This is a commuter county. For people that are familiar with the D.C. area, this is towns like Manassas, Gainesville, Haymarket, Woodbridge. Jay, these are people that know better. These are people that know that churches are supposed to be on the leading edge of liberty and freedom in the United States, and yet they're doing it anyway. So look, it's not an accident. I would tell you that it's intentional, and that's part of the reason we've got to stand up. Sometimes, Jay, maybe these things happen in the shadow of darkness. This is is not one of those things. This is an intentional act of provocation to the church.
Well, we're going to federal court on Monday. I mean, we're filing a lawsuit, folks. So the ACLJ is going to represent this church against one of the biggest and wealthiest counties in Virginia and, frankly, in the country. Now, I wish I could tell you this was an anomaly. This doesn't happen. But the fact is, Harry, this is happening a lot.
Absolutely. So this is happening in New York. It's happening in New Jersey. It's happening in California. It's happening in Kentucky. States and counties and cities are imposing arbitrary, capricious, and discriminatory rules on churches. And the American people need to stand up and fight back. What is missing in this particular case is respect for the First Amendment.
Yes.
What is missing is respect for the Free Exercise Clause. And what we are seeing on full display is absolute hostility, in my opinion, to religion.
So we had two interesting comments came in I think these were on Facebook. One says, are they trying to force the liquor license on the church because of communion? The answer is no.
No. In fact,
this church doesn't use alcohol.
No, this church, as opposed to alcohol, the specific denomination, which is not unusual in the Christian denominations or the religious world, that there would be a church opposed to alcohol. So it has nothing to do with communion. In fact, I keep going back to the idea that they keep telling that the way that they're trying to sell this to the church, and I mean sell in that sense, is, well, if you did this, you could sell things, you could have your markets, you could have your pumpkin patch. They forgetting why the church exists for the first place. Those are all secondary or even less things that a church does to reach out to the community. But those are also commercial activities.
Yes.
that they're talking about.
Which can make in tax.
Right, if you had a liquor license.
Right. So you understand what's going on here. And by the way, the power to tax here is the power to control. And the power to control the church and its message. That's what you have to be concerned with. Now, Wes, I want to ask you this. Because I think that there's a fundamental issue here. They're also acting as if the winery would be more valuable to the community than the church itself.
Yeah, and as far as tax revenue goes, it would be more valuable to the county.
For tax revenue.
Exactly. This is a free exercise issue writ large. The bottom line is they are telling this congregation, you cannot function as a church. That's what we're saying to them. But we will let you, as if they have the authority to let them function as a church, under the guise that you're a business that serves alcohol.
Yeah, basically they're saying, don't say you're a church, yeah, but if you'll operate like a winery or a brewery, we'll let you operate. And then if you have a worship service, maybe that'll be okay. Well, that's not the way it works in the United States of America, okay? And it's certainly not the way it works under the First Amendment. In fact, it's not the way it works under statutory law also. It doesn't operate that way under the Virginia Freedom of Religion statute, which is one of the broadest in the country, drafted by Thomas Jefferson. So this idea that you can, the church, you know, just say you're a winery. Can you imagine this? I want you to put yourself in this church's place. You're the pastor of a church, you're the board of elders. And you've got this property and you're going to build your new worship center. It's going to be, fit right into the community, to offer assistance to the community, to offer a place of worship. And the board authority, the zoning authority says, you know, church, if you were just a brewery, if you were just a winery, this would be really easy. So why don't you just say that's what you are? I want to get your reaction to this, too. We're going to hear what you have to say about this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But this idea that they can regulate the church this way, by the way, could you imagine, first of all, the strings that come with a liquor license, you cannot even imagine the regulatory regimes.
Yeah, it's a whole deal. I mean, this is the liquor license, it's important to your restaurants and other places of commercial activity. But that's what it implies, is that you are engaged in commercial activity as a church. And then they go and say, well, see, all the other commercial activity you do, like if you sold Christmas trees or you had a pumpkin patch. And again, those would all be charitable gifts. You know, if you'd be donating if there was any cost at all to any of those activities. But what is absurd here is, you know, the church say this was the solution by the county. Now, understand, the solution by the county was, we can get tax revenue out of this church. We can get them to pay a license. Paying a license is a tax, a fee. We can get them to do things they wouldn't have to do. So they bought this piece of property, and we'll get to keep making money off of it, because you have to renew your license. You have to be inspected to keep these licenses. So they, again, want to take the tax exemption from this church and tax the church. So it's a creative way for, they thought, at Prince George's County, to go after a church and still get revenue. And that is again, or choose, or
also
tell the church
what's going on the premises,
right, and tell the church don't be here. That's the other option is you can't have this. You can't utilize the property you bought.
No, you're exactly 100% correct. So, Harry, the question you said this is a fundamental free speech. And before I go to Harry, I'm going to get to I want to talk about the fundamental freedom of religion issue. But Than, describe again what we're talking about here. People need to understand we're not talking about, way out in the woods.
Yeah, it's not an accident. And these are people that are sophisticated, know the law, and I'm sure members of the congregation, and certainly members of the governing authority that's making the attack here, they know the law here, Jay. They know this is unconstitutional. They know this is in violation of federal statute. They know it's in violation of state statute. And I would just add one thing, too. I mean, the idea that they're going to say that the tax value of the church is the only thing that they're concerned about. Jay, the very reason that churches and houses of worship get tax-exempt status is because of the irreplaceable value to the fabric of society that they provide.
Yes.
Going against that, very offensive, Jay.
Harry, this also really undercuts the Virginia Statute of Religious Liberty, which was drafted by Jefferson.
Absolutely. And so the church has two grounds of attack. First, the state constitution, and secondly, the United States Constitution. So essentially what we have here is a decision by the Prince William Zoning Board to interfere with the church's right to determine its own doctrine. Government authorities do not have the right to determine what you believe, what you say, and how you address your congregation. So this constitutes, at least in my opinion, a violation of both the Free Exercise Clause and arguably the Establishment Clause, because now we have excessive government entanglement in religion. In addition, we should note that the U.S. Constitution, as determined by the Supreme Court, requires neutrality. Here, neutrality is missing. Essentially, the Prince William County is saying you can't operate as a church, but you can operate as a liquor establishment. Now, it's very, very possible that the members of the Prince William Zoning Board prefer their liquor as opposed to their religion, but they don't have the right to make that choice.
No, and I think this is, again, one thing you have to point out here is that the church even went back, and this is why it's important to speak out on these issues and to let people know, because the church said, well, is this what we need to do? I mean, should we be doing this? And of course, now they're working with us and we're preparing the lawsuit, because absolutely not. They don't need to be applying for a liquor license and be governed by Prince William County's regulators. We'll be back on Seculum.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
We actually got a comment in that's on Facebook. Someone wrote and said, you know, why are we talking about this? There's so much going on in the world. Let me just kind of set the stage for everybody. Maybe you're newer to the ACLJ. And we do talk a lot about big topics. We had Mike Pompeo, who's part of our team, on two times in a row this week on the broadcast talking about big international issues. But don't forget your Constitution and your rights. If you don't stand up and speak out for the church in Northern Virginia, this will happen to your church, wherever you are. There's a reason why there's a federal law to protect against this, because counties have an interest in not having churches, not having nonprofit entities have pieces of property in their county because they don't pay taxes, because they are tax-exempt organizations. Churches, when you look at the tax code, being the most clearly tax exempt, they have to file the least amount of information with the IRS other any charitable organization or tax exempt organization, because in America, while this may be Prince William County, we fought a war for the freedom of religion, for the freedom of thought, for the freedom of assembly to govern ourselves, and in our laws, we have gone back time and time again. And had to go back time and time again to protect churches. We've had to go to court to protect churches for decades at the ACLJ. If you don't see the bigger issue, then you're missing the whole point. You know, if you're someone saying, well, we've got this issue, that issue, and the government's trying to intrude, hello, this is the ultimate intrusion. The intrusion into the place of worship, the control of a place of worship. Say, oh, just get a liquor license. Well, that's wonderful. Then the church would be subject to inspections, unscheduled inspections, because they would be treated like a business operating with a liquor license instead of a nonprofit entity, church, religious organization, or religious entity. It is very troubling. And I want to go to the phones. Also, people talked about that they think that this is something happening at local level governments because they've been empowered by COVID restrictions. I honestly, we've seen this for much longer than that COVID has been a problem in the U.S. and the world, that counties have constant, there is a federal law to protect religious entities from being treated this way. But sometimes you've got to fight back, because here in this case, Prince William County didn't say no. It wasn't that clear cut. They didn't say, no, you can't operate. That is what they are saying. How absurd in the United States of America to tell a church or any other religious entity, you've got to get a liquor license, a license from the ABC board in Virginia, which is how it operates there, and then you'll be subject to these checks, to inspections, and by the way, then you'll be able to sell things, is how they explained it to the church. So when you think, hey, you guys talk about such big issues most of the time on this broadcast, this is a big issue. It's our First Amendment. And if you don't like all these other restrictions, well, this is where you fight. And you have to be willing to represent the church in Northern Virginia and take the fight against a major county like this in the U.S. As we pointed out, this is one of the biggest, most wealthy counties in the country. They've got the ability to fight if they're willing to here. They might realize how absurd this looks once this gets more scrutiny, especially a lawsuit being filed. But we see this time and time again. I don't think it has to do with COVID restrictions, because they've never wanted the churches to operate in their counties. The reason why we see this attitude, and we've seen it a lot in Northern Virginia specifically, which is, the suburb of Washington, D.C. The wealthiest suburbs of Washington, D.C. are in Northern Virginia. And we see it time and time again there, because these are, again, plots or places, whether the property that's bought won't be tax revenue for the county. And so they don't want to, they want to make them feel uncomfortable, you know? And so that's the bigger issue. But I do want to go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Bill in Wyoming, online too. Hey, Bill, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to add to that one comment before I start with my question. Maybe liquor is their religion on this government. Anyway, my question is, this could be a precedent, if you ask me, sure. Because if they get one church to actually give in to this, the news can go to other local governments and say, hey, look, it's being done. It's been a precedent. You've got to do it. Or am I wrong?
No, listen, you have to be very careful. Whenever you allow the government to license a religious institution, let me say that again. So what happens if they're doing a wink and a nod, hey, if you get the ABC license, we're going to let you operate. Well, they get all the control that comes with the ABC license. And what the Establishment Clause of the Constitution prohibits is government entanglement with religion. But Harry, I'm trying to think of what is more of an entanglement than a church being required to get a liquor license to operate.
You raise a very, very good point.
Really?
If at the end of the day, in order for a church to operate, they must get a liquor license, what's to prevent governing authorities to now impose other rules and other restrictions on a church? It's very, very important that we take all of our constitutional rights seriously. The First Amendment is, for instance, linked with the Second Amendment, which is linked with the Third and the Fourth Amendment. President Biden has nominated, for instance, ATF nominee David Chipman. What does he want to do? He wants to shrink Americans' First Amendment rights. Why? Because ultimately he wants to target Americans' Second Amendment rights, and so he wants to prevent the American people from defending their rights through freedom of speech so that he can now shrink their Second Amendment rights. So we must take these attempts by Prince William County and other entities very seriously now, because there is indeed a slippery slope out there.
Well, that's why we're going to federal court tomorrow, on Monday on this. But I'm trying to think, Wes, of a more intrusive way to try to control the operations and the content of what a church does than requiring, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, a liquor license.
Yeah, you have to wonder what county attorney read this letter and thought it was a good letter to send out to the church. You know, this is not about alcohol. It's not about our liquor license. It's about freedom of religion and the special status that churches have under the law. And on a very practical basis, Jay, liquor licenses generally are not cheap. They have to be renewed. Right. And if a entity has a liquor license, there are restrictions that come with what you can do on that property, the hours you can operate, and other restrictions from the government. Liquor licenses always come with a lot of government control. This is an outlandish proposal by Prince William County.
We would have had Ben Sisney on the broadcast today to talk about this, but he's in federal court on two cases right now dealing with the unmasking issues back from the previous election issues. And talking about election issues, we've got a brief that's going to be filed any moment. In the Georgia case. So we've got a lot to talk about in the second half hour of the broadcast. But folks, we're able to represent that church because of your support for the American Center for Law and Justice. And we're in the last 2 days of our matching challenge campaign. This is it.
Yeah, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. As you know, these matching challenge months, which are very important to the ACLJ, we have a group of donors. They say we'll match all the donations that come through the month of July. So you've got to trigger that match by making the donation online at aclj.org. And we're about to file in Georgia. We're about to file in, again, we've got these two on the unmasking. And, of course, representing this church. We'll be right back, second half effort of Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.